So we're going to talk today about special considerations in Peter Pan Company M&A. What do we mean by Peter Pan Company M&A? When we refer to Peter Pan companies, we're talking about a trend of a type of company that was once a startup but has grown significantly and may have a large number of employees and certainly has a high valuation. So these are commonly referred to as unicorns in the public parlance. So those are companies with valuations of up to a $1 million valuation. There's been a significant rise in the number of unicorns. In cycles past, you would have typically seen a corresponding boom in IPOs, but as you have seen previously today, while IPO activity is up, it's not up. It's really not up to the same level at which the rise in unicorn has been up. So what that means is that we're seeing more and more companies get big and achieve attractive valuations, but not list on one of the big stock exchanges.
Can I mention something just while we're talking about, you know, what are the Peter Pan companies and what are unicorns? And, you know, I guess first I'd want to congratulate Wilson, wherever he is, for having the foresight to think that rather than naming these companies after some kind of mythological creature, we're going to try to root them more firmly in childish fantasies, like Peter Pan companies. But one thing to keep in mind is that a lot of these are the sort of California high-tech companies. The one thing they all tend to have in common is that they're losing money. And not a little bit of money, but buckets of money, big buckets of money. I think Uber, which is one of the larger of these unicorn or Peter Pan companies, had confirmed announcements publicly earlier this year that it had lost in one quarter something like $645 million, which is a lot for a company that's supposedly at a $60 billion valuation and at least has on its agenda some of the things that we're going to be talking about here on the panel, like exits in terms of M&A or IPOs.